Well, I think a lot of people breathing a collective sigh of relief. Biden and McCarthy find a way to extend this debt limit. Of course, so many people already claiming victory. So many people making a jump to this conclusion, that conclusion, whatever the case may be, to help us figure all of this out. Who better to talk to than David Sowerby and Cora Advisors, Managing Director and Senior Portfolio Manager, kindly joining us here on the Paul W. Smith Show. And first of all, David, really appreciate you taking the time this morning. Good morning to you, sir. And I'll start with this. How vitally important was it, you know, to put this into layman's terms, if you will, for the average person, how vitally important was this for these two parties to come together to extend this debt ceiling?
Oh, on a on a 1 to 10 scale, 9.5. But listening to you in the beginning, Sean, when you said a sigh of relief, let's throw in a sigh of just exasperation. you know, it didn't need to go to this level. The dire warnings about default, calamity, recession, I think were way overstated. And maybe in the end, what I've been reading early this morning is austerity light. That's what this is coming down to for Main Street, for you and I. At best, we give this this budget deal a C minus.
Yeah, you see, it's interesting. Like so many other people, I read so many things on this. You know, the winners, the losers, etc., etc. That's one of the things I wanted to ask you, because, you know, if you read the usual suspect, well, the Democrats won. The Republicans won. I want to ask a guy like you and you know, your expertise at Ancora Advisors, how you look at this. C minus doesn't sound very good to me.
No, the winners and losers maybe should be framed in Main Street's the loser. I mean, we're going to freeze spending for 2 years. But the harsh reality is the federal government has spent more in the last 2 years than any 3-year time period ever. We've got debt to GDP of 110% of GDP. The stats say that you need to have it about 80% of GDP to really see the most optimal outcome and growth rates for the economy. So they can talk about some level of austerity, but I'll go back to it. It's austerity light at best.
Once again, kindly joining us. I love hearing this guy because, I think one of the things that you do very, very well, David Sowerby, is you explain this in terms that the average person, the Main Street resident, if you will, can explain or can understand. David Sowerby, and Cora Advisors, Managing Director and Senior Portfolio Manager. You know, I don't know if this is your area of expertise, but there is some concern that maybe this doesn't get passed. Is that something that people should look out for?
Oh, we'll hear debate. There'll be debate in the House between some of the Democrats and some of the more conservative Republicans. It'll go to the Senate. There's already word that Senator Graham from South Carolina is very unhappy over that we're not going to modestly increase the defense budget. So there'll be that gamesmanship, but I think in the end, they're going to get it solved. But we'll hear some more saber rattling in the next few days.
I know it's early, but what have you seen out of the market from this? Is it, you know, cautious optimism? How would you explain how the market has reacted to this?
Well, Friday, the market embraced that there was a likelihood of a deal being struck. I'll go back to the axiom that Wall Street doesn't like uncertainty. This created uncertainty. Wall Street wanted the problem fixed, maybe not the way you and I would fix it or any household would fix it from a true spending restraint perspective. But I think the market takes this as generally positive, removes uncertainty, and then we go back to thinking about the economy, corporate profits, interest rates, inflation, and that's what the market really needs to focus on, in particular the ability of U.S. companies to keep delivering shareholder value and then higher stock prices.
You know, David, I hate to try to simplify this with you, as once again, David Sowerby, Ancora Advisors Managing Director and Senior Portfolio Manager, joins us. But I think I'm going to use me as an example. Like so many other young people, I got myself a credit card. I spent more than I should have. And then all of a sudden, at age 30, 31, I said to myself, oh, my goodness, look at that credit card bill. And I did everything I could to pay it off and get myself back in a good standing and everything. Is that kind of what our government's doing right now? We're like a 27-year-old who isn't keeping track of the bar nights and the overspending, et cetera, is that the best way to try to simplify it?
But unlike you, when you realized that you needed to show some fiscal discipline, you did. Households do, companies do. State government does, local government does, federal government, sadly, no. They just keep spending. There's roughly 25 countries on this planet. We're the 16th highest in debt to GDP. That's nothing to brag about for the U.S. We keep reducing our competitiveness. The money that goes into spending, we spend $300 billion on meeting the interest payments. We spend $100 billion on veterans. That's something that's truly misaligned. So you've gotten it right. Households got it right. Federal government, they're going to try to take a victory lap here. Not deserved.
Interesting stuff. David, how can people tap into what you guys are doing at Ancora Advisors? Obviously, we love hearing you here on 760 WJR and the Paul W. Smith Show. How can people tap into what you guys are doing at Ancora?
Well, we have a good website, I think, very well designed. And for somebody who spent his whole life in the state of Michigan, Metro Detroit, as a investor, I wouldn't have it any other way. So thank you for mentioning that, Sean.
Great stuff. David, really appreciate it. I think this is going to be fascinating coming up. The debate isn't going to end. And I'm glad that you agree with my simple analogy. This certainly seems like a young person going out there and spending in a frivolous manner, and we have to find a way to curtail that.
It does, and it transcends both political parties. No political party gets to act like they're the fiscal discipline police officer. They're not. Nobody is.
No doubt about that. David Sowerby, once again, kindly joining us, Ancora Advisors Managing Director and Senior Portfolio Manager. David, thank you so much. Enjoy your week.
My pleasure.
All right. David Sowerby, kindly joining us here on the Paul W. Smith Show. It is fascinating to me because I think sometimes the simple thing and the life experience sometimes does work. And I'll say it again. I was one of those guys. All of a sudden, I looked at, oh, my goodness gracious, how did that happen in the course of just a few years? Well, you know, I went and spent a little money here and was out with the boys one night there. And the next thing you know, you've got this big debt. Little fiscal responsibility never hurt anybody. And I have no idea how any human being could be against that. In case you missed our conversation with Dr. Joel Kahn, we'll talk to him in a few minutes. Chris Renwick as well, as a Tuesday morning continues here on 760 WJR.